USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is facing revulsion and accusations of war crimes as the world is seeing streets and yards outside of Kyiv strewn with corpses. The bodies appear to be civilians, some possibly killed at close range. Germany and France reacted by kicking dozens of Russian diplomats out of their country, suggesting that they were spies. President Biden says his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, should be tried for war crimes. Here in the States, two more Republicans have signaled their support of Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will become the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine's Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled their support for the nomination. The Dow closed up 104 points. This is USA Radio News.
You know how every house has peculiar odors in it, whether it's cigarette smoke or whether it's fish you fried in the kitchen or just about anything? You can clean everything in the house, but you can't clean the air unless you get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Now, these are really neat things. They plug into the wall and stay there. The entire unit plugs into the wall. You don't have to take up any counter space, no filters to replace, and they work fast, and they're quiet. There's one right next to me here in the studio. Yeah, they've already sold over 200,000 of them, and you can get the best deal of all. You can save $200 on a Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, 3 units, one for every stinky room in the house, and save a lot of money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, CLASSIC3 is the promo code. Shipping is free.
Jury selection has begun for the shooter in the worst school shooting in American history. Nicholas Cruz is suspected of gunning down 17 students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018. More than 120 of the first 160 prospective jurors that filed through the courtroom were dismissed. Most said it would be impossible for them to serve from June to September. Cruz pleaded guilty for the shooting back in October. The jury will only decide whether he will be put to death or sent to prison for life without parole. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she will not seek a second term. Her successor will be picked next month. Lam's term has been marked by protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown on dissent, and a COVID wave that has overwhelmed the health system. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now the largest shareholder in the social media platform Twitter. His purchase of more than 73 million shares cost him $2.9 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Tennessee lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal to outlaw how women can receive abortion pills. The proposal would bar a doctor or a pharmacy from mailing abortion pills to patients. The bill would also ban schools from distributing the pills. It would require women to visit their doctors in person in order to have the pills prescribed. It's not clear whether Governor Bill Lee would sign the measure. Bird flu is having an effect on egg prices.
The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In Europe, a rich man with ties to the Kremlin lost his boat.
The United States and Spain on Monday seized a $90 million yacht in Mallorca, owned by Russian billionaire Viktor Vekselberg, who was a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Attorney General Merrick Garland said it marks the first seizure by the Justice Department's newly created Russian Sanctions Enforcement Task Force, and it will not be the last. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday with help from technology and communication stocks. The Dow Jones rose about 104 points. The Nasdaq rose about 271 points. The S&P 500 was up by 37 points. Listen to us anytime. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.